The volatile financial markets rebounded on Tuesday as the White House and Congress contemplated a possible $1 trillion relief package for American workers, families, and businesses, and the Federal Reserve Bank announced a special fund designed to keep credit flowing. But is a $1 trillion bailout really necessary? We spoke with Senator Ed Markey, who thinks so.
We need to think big, really big. The scale of the response has to match the scale of the threat. So it's going to require the Senate, in my opinion, to stay in session, to continue to pass the additional legislation which is necessary. It could be $800 billion, it could be $1 trillion, it could be more, because this is going to invoke the law of unintended consequences all across the board in our society if we don't act wisely in early.
President Trump has encouraged states to prioritize the hunt for fresh supplies, medical supplies, much-needed equipment, including those N95 masks that nurses, doctors, healthcare professionals are wearing when they deal with coronavirus patients. Should that be a state or a federal priority? Who should be responsible for that?
It's the federal government, without question. That's why I called upon the president on Friday to invoke the Defense Production Act. That's a law which does allow for and would support increased private production of personal protective equipment, medical supplies, medical devices such as ventilators and diagnostic testing supplies. We have a nation right now that does not have the resources they need to test or to protect our medical personnel. The numbers which came out of Washington just a couple of weeks ago indicated that very clearly. Right now, we have only 12 million respirator masks in the strategic national stockpile, but we need 3.5 billion. And we can contract with companies to purchase that amount and give them assurances there would be a market beyond the stockpile. We're at war against this virus.
Coronavirus testing, a critical component of our efforts at mitigating the worst-case scenario in this public health crisis. Do you believe the administration, when administration officials say that they are, at last, ramping up testing?
Thus far, the administration has done nothing but provide misinformation about our testing capabilities. 2 weeks ago, the president said, if you need to get tested, you can. Last week, Vice President Pence said, 1 million tests are in the field. On Sunday, they were saying that they would have 2 million tests available this week. But as of Monday, the CDC website tracking actual tests shows a cumulative total of 25,000 tests since the middle of January. So the president should ensure that he invokes that power and augments the already existing companies who have been authorized to produce this testing capability and enlist others as well so that the production ramps up to the magnitude that matches the magnitude of the threat.
The stock market and the economy, the Federal Reserve pretty much pulled out all the stops this last weekend, slashing interest rates to almost zero. Yet the financial markets have continued to implode or yo-yo. Is this a total crisis of confidence in the federal government in terms of its handling of the economy?
I think it is. They were being given assurances that the proper protections had been put in place, and obviously they have not been. And they are responding with this downward cascading panic.
If the Fed, the Federal Reserve, can't calm investors, what's it going to take?
It's going to take the president and the House and the Senate shoring up this system, giving a sense of confidence to the entire country that a plan is being put in place and it will be fully funded. And to the extent that we lost a couple of months because the president was in denial, I called upon him to name a coronavirus czar back on January 27th so that we could begin the effort to ramp up. He did not do that.
Well, I think your answer makes me want to ask this question. Why exactly should people have confidence in the federal government at this time in history?
Well, I agree. President Trump has been in denial. He was more concerned about the stock market than he was putting in place a coherent plan to deal with this threat. But I can tell you, it's all that I'm doing right now, working on a plan to make sure that we protect families and we put together a plan that can be used by the governors, the mayors, the hospitals, the first responders all across the country.
Senator Ed Markey, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Bob.